Hey, it's Jason. Before we get into this podcast episode, quick question for you, and that is, would a private voiceover community help you? Basically, think of it like a place, like an online community to meet, ask questions, encourage others, and get audition feedback so that you can grow as a voiceover actor and grow your business. Is that something that you would be interested in? I've had some students ask me about it, so I just wanted to kind of put a feeler out there and just see if there's any interest in a voiceover community. If you want to see more details about it and give your input, you can do that at voiceacting101.com/group. There's a form there. You just fill it out. That's got some questions on it, and that'll kind of give me some feedback on whether or not you're interested in it. It's up in the air right now. I'm not sure which way it's going to go, but it is something that has been brought up a few times, so I just wanted to put it out there and see if there was anyone else interested in it. Again, it's voiceacting101.com/group. I'd love to get your input on it. All right, that's it. Now, on to the podcast. Do you really need to have a website dedicated to your voiceover business? That's a question that was recently sent in. So if you're wondering, how do you know whether or not it's time to have a website? My suggestion is to ask yourself, how are you currently getting voiceover work and how are you planning to get voiceover work? Here's what I mean. If you're just getting work from third-party platforms, maybe that's a freelancing website or a voiceover casting website, then odds are you're only communicating with clients through the platform, which have their own messaging systems. The platform most likely requires that all communication be through their platform. So if that's all you're doing, then no, I would say you do not need a website. Everything is going to be going through that third-party middleman. They're not dealing with you directly. But if you're planning on working with clients directly, which I think is the smarter way to do it so that you have more control over your business, if you're building your voiceover business through one-on-one relationships, then I would say that you definitely need to have a website. This way, when you reach out to prospects or people that could potentially hire you, you have a website where you can send them for demos and more information. That's going to make you look more professional, more credible. It's going to be the home for your business online. And then with that website domain that you have, you'll be able to contact them from a professional looking email address. So you're not sending from a Gmail or an Outlook or an AOL address. Instead, it's going to be from your website.com. So again, it comes down to how you get work or how you want to get work. And if you happen to just be getting started in voiceover, then I would say their website is not the first step that I would recommend. In fact, if you look at my 5 steps to voiceover success guide, a website doesn't even come into play until step 5 when you're starting to market your business. And that's because the website is a marketing tool, and I don't think you're ready for that until you get to step 5. But when you're ready, you're going to use that website to promote your business. Just picture yourself out somewhere. Someone learns that you do voiceover. They have a business. Maybe they have an idea where they could use your voice. Your website is where you want to send people so that they can listen to your demos and then contact you. Now, if you already have a website, it isn't related to voiceover. That happens from time to time. Can you just add a voiceover section to it? For me, it would really depend on what the current website is for and whether or not it's somewhat related to voiceover. So if you're a model or an actor and you have a website for that work, you could just add a voiceover section onto it. I think that fits and it's appropriate. But if it's completely unrelated, then I would not combine them. I would get separate websites. I would separate a voiceover website from whatever the other website is that you have. Now, of course, just having a website, that's not going to do much for you if no one goes to it. So once you have it, then you need to promote it in order to drive traffic to it. There are several ways you can do that with things like ads, email marketing, social media, and SEO. I'm going to cover more on websites in future episodes, so if you have a question, make sure that you leave a comment and let me know. And if you already know that you need a website, but maybe you aren't technical or you don't want to waste time setting one up, or maybe you have one, but it just isn't doing what you want it to do, or it's outdated or it's broken, you can get the voiceover website template that I use on my own website. It's at voiceacting101.com/website. It's a done-for-you website template made for voiceover. It's already optimized to look great on mobile. It comes with a free, customizable demo player built to quickly load voiceover demos, plus website, email hosting. Those are included. You can see everything and get more info at voiceacting101.com/website. And if you aren't ready for a website yet, maybe you aren't working with clients directly yet, but you want to, make sure that you grab the Getting Started guide that's going to lead you through the 5 steps to voiceover success. That is available for free at voiceacting101.com/get-started. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope it helped you. Have a great week.